Thank you very much. A very interesting presentation. Just be very interested in any comments on the adult education within Turkey, which maybe took place outside the state organisation, say within any kind of social movements or any kind of underground political education happening out there.
Social movements, I can give an example. There are the non-governmental organizations, as I say, the voluntary organizations, but social movements are not very much, but one especially important one is the social movement against the gold mining in one part of Turkey. That's a very important geographical area because there are lots of olive trees. It's a very nice area, and people make money out of tourism and so on. Then one day an organization comes and approaches them very nicely, and they talk to the people that we are coming here, then we will do gold mining and you will be rich and so on, those kind of things. And at the first, people are interested because it is very attractive for them what they are saying. Oh, okay, they will do nothing. They will just give their lands, and then the people will be mining, and then they will be rich. But then they started suspicious because they were so friendly, but there was something not fitting in. So they started making research about what is this gold mining thing, would it harm the environment, and so on. Then they found out that if the gold mining happens, then the land goes forever because they use for, what's it called, a poison. I don't remember the name of the poison, but the land is gone, so you cannot grow anything for many, many, many years, and the profit is not that high. And then they start protesting this because the government is about to sign the papers with the company, so it would happen. But because the people became very aware of this, they started a social protestation, and they established association against this gold mining thing. They collected signs, and they did conferences, and they went to Ankara to talk to the high position politicians and so on, and then they managed to stop the gold mining thing. So this was a very important social protest where groups of people came together. And there is a, in fact, master thesis on this issue and the effect of this coming together as a people and the effects to the people. So in the master's thesis, there are interviews, and they say that we learned a lot during the process. We didn't know to what point this would become, but we started just as a group of people, then it grew and it grew and it grew, and we learned management, organization, and to speak out, and those kind of things. Especially the women learned a lot in this process, and then this became an example to another social movement for, I don't remember, but again, it is related with some kind of factory and forestry and so on. So they took what they have done to their own area, but I'm sorry, I don't remember the specific issue there, but there are small social organizations coming up, popping up, but this is not usually how the Turkish people worked in the past. So we are learning to speak up. Was that your question?
Yes, yeah, no, that's very interesting. Yeah. Thank you. What was the name of the organization? The goal?
The Kazda is the region. Kazda gold mining.
How do you spell Kazda?
K-A-Z-D-A-G-I. Kazda is the region, and the people in Kazda area protested for this gold mining thing, and at the end they could stop, but still they don't know whether at the end, 2 years later, it would happen. They don't know. They stopped it for now.
Right.
But this is a very important experiment, experience for them, yeah. If you write Kazda gold mining, I'm sure you will find something.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, but the first bullet point there, when about just the sort of variety and range of provision, that you say that provision is increasing for adults with disabilities, mm-hmm. in terms of democratic participation and human rights and environmental mm-hmm. awareness, but maybe particularly for adults who are marginalised, like those who have disabilities, what sort would you say it's gathering momentum, or what's the sort of pace in terms of the provision that
provision
is there?
Of uh-huh. disability.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there are organizations for the disability groups, and they are since, especially from 1940s, 50s on, they have the organizations. But as I know, they have gone through different phases, from the medical treatment. Now they are now more, I don't know what is it called, but they are now more democratic, because in the medical treatment phase, the disability people were kind of pitied upon, they were kind of given subsidies and so on, and every decision was made for them by people who are not disability, who had no disability. But now the disability organizations are becoming more democratic, and the disabilities, people with disabilities are at the management and administration in these organizations, and they are more aware of their own disabilities, and now I don't know the English name, but they are trying to create environments with no disabilities. So they are fighting for this. It's an important change in terms of the disability people, and now there are more and more courses are open for the people with disabilities. I know in public education centers, for example, they are coordinating with this disability associations and opening, for example, computer courses, vocational courses. And in my faculty, for example, we have a blind student who is doing his PhD now, and he's a very bright student. So in our university, we have 13 blind students, and we have an advisor for these students, and the courses are organized according to their needs. And this student who is doing his PhD is working very well with these disability groups. And yeah, they are trying to make disability not a handicap. So we are in the society. The society is not good for our needs, so we have to change it. So as I say, it's increasing.
This is why I'm useless at karaoke. Aslam, you said a little bit about the training of instructors for adults, that people are looking at that in more depth, and that's something I think that we're sort of toying with in Scotland, and certainly in the US and Canada, we're looking at that a little bit. So could you say a little bit more about who's thinking about it and what kind of things they're thinking?
There are people thinking about that. There are the training of trainers programs, yes, but the training of the training programs are mainly done by the associations like Mother-Child Education Association. They had the training of the trainers association to teach how to teach to adults in their organization. So this is done by some voluntary organization. There's another organization, again, who is doing training of the trainers, the Teaching Volunteers Organization. We have a very big organization. What they do is they teach the volunteers to help the primary school children to find out their capabilities. So, again, they are kind of training every year. So the voluntary organizations are doing the training of the training things. And 2 years ago, in fact, the government, the Directorate of Apprenticeship and Nonformal Education wanted to prepare a training of the trainers for the literacy teachers, But it never happened. If it would have happened, they would just train 50 teachers as a pilot project. So it isn't happening in the government, but the non-governmental organizations, the voluntary organizations, are doing this training of the training of the trainers. But who is doing this training of the trainers are, again, themselves have no credentials in adult education. So that's the interesting thing. They are coming from the grassroots, but they don't have credentials.
So if somebody gets a master's degree in adult education, mm-hmm. what can they then go out and do?
I don't know. They would work in voluntary organizations, or they go and work at the big companies in the training departments, because corporate education or corporate universities are becoming very important, but in the agenda these days. Big companies have, for example, very big education departments like a university. They call them academies. So they would go and work there for the planning and organization of the courses. But again, they hire people to train from the outside, outsourcing their training, either from the universities or from the organization who are doing this professionally.
It's interesting you should say that, because there seems to be a huge trend in a lot of countries towards privatization of higher mm-hmm. education, like I know in Poland and China and Turkey, and less so in the UK so far, I think. But it's interesting that that's happening.
In Turkey they are trying to... we are a public university, but we are trying to create our own money more and more each year, although we are paid by the government. Still, you have to create your own income because the salaries are too low to depend on that. So that's also interesting.